Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is good idea. Once upon a time in our land, there was a good idea. And like all good ideas, this one wanted lots of people to adopt it, because it really was a good idea. But hardly anybody did. I can solve a serious problem in our community, the good idea said, but almost nobody heard it. It was a wispy little thing, not very big. It didn't present itself very well. There weren't any PR people or advertising executives pushing it. It was different from most of the ideas. It was kind of shy and hard to get to know. It didn't have a booming voice, one that others would automatically pay attention to. Its clothes were very drab. It wasn't all fancy and dressed up. Some people would look at it and say, "I have my own ideas. If I adopted you, then it wouldn't be my unique, special idea. I don't care about other ideas, only my own." Or they would say to the good idea, "My ideas have to be the strongest. You don't look strong enough for me." They never asked the good idea how it was strong. They never really got to know or understand the good idea. They got distracted by all the other ideas floating around, ones that were dressed up fancy and had advocates and adoptees in high places. Some people attached a label to the good idea, like conservative or radical. Occasionally the label said anarchistic or neoliberal or some other term that sounded really bad. They couldn't see the good idea just the way it was. The labels hid part of the good idea, so it couldn't be seen in its simplest form. Most of the scholars and academics wrote about other ideas, even when those proved not to be good ones. Hardly anyone wrote about the good idea so that others might adopt it. They claimed it wasn't realistic enough, even though the so-called realistic ones hadn't worked, and the good idea hadn't ever been tried. "If I really am a good idea," the good idea argued, "it shouldn't matter whether I'm presented as plain vanilla or in a variety of flavors and colors. My inner beauty will show through no matter what, even if the presenter explains me in a monotone voice or stumbles in presenting me." The good idea had only a few people adopt it, and none of them were influential or were seen as community leaders by the media. Maybe they had grit and courage, but not much money or clout. The good idea got discouraged. It tried to get the attention of a lot of people, but the so-called leaders of the community, the media, and most of the people who were too busy to pay attention dismissed it as hokey or unrealistic or just plain dumb. The good idea stuck around, but got really lonely. Every once in a while, the good idea got mentioned, for example, on radio features like Outside the Box, but it just couldn't get a lot of people to adopt it. This little fable doesn't have an ending yet. That's for you and me to decide. When we see a good idea, even if it's just a wispy, squeaky, plain vanilla kind of good idea, what do we do? Do we adopt it, or don't we? Shouldn't we adopt it just because it really is a good idea? And if we don't, why is that? Maybe our little fable about the good idea gives us some answers. Maybe we don't adopt some good ideas because they aren't presented in a powerful, impassioned way. Or we judge them by where they came from rather than on their own merits. Or they have labels and other baggage attached to them. Or it takes more time and effort to get to know and understand them. Or we might lose friends and family if we adopt this good idea. Or it takes us outside what seems acceptable and within our experience. And maybe we'll just have to give up that good idea anyway if a better idea comes along. To me, thinking outside the box means being open to any new and interesting idea, no matter what messages, like the ones I just mentioned, muddle its simple truth. It's the idea itself that counts, not all the distractions that come with it. So, are you prepared to adopt a good idea, even with the baggage or problems that might come with it, just because it's a good idea? If you discover a good idea for this feature, send an email to news@weru.org with good idea for outside the box in the subject line, or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in adopting good ideas.